Welcome to another episode of the Stop Hiding in the Crowd podcast, a weekly show designed to help you come out of the shadows and into the life you were born to live. Join us each week as our guests share personal stories, valuable insights, and inspiration to help you break through any barrier to your next level. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button and turn on your notifications so you don't miss any future episodes. Hey, what's going on, my lovely peeps? Welcome to this solo episode of the Stop Hiding in the Crowd podcast, where ordinary people share extraordinary stories of faith, resilience, and triumph. And that's right, you heard me correctly. This week, we're not interviewing a guest. It's a solo episode with yours truly. And I just really want to talk about our mission to uncover the reasons why people often conceal their true selves and explore also how faith empowers us to break free from these constraints. Our goal in this podcast is to provide not only stories, but also strategies and solutions to help you to stand up and stand out in life. I'm your host, Maurice James, affectionately known as Mo, and I'm so excited to embark on this journey with you. So let's dive into reason number one. And please understand that these are in no particular order. And then also, let me preface it by saying one thing about me that you'll get to know is that I love words. And so I typically will do an etymology or a research into the origin of a word and its meaning. And so the first reason that people commonly hide in the crowd is due to a lack of confidence. And confidence is made up of two words, con, C-O-N, which means with, and fidere, a Latin word, which means to trust. So in other words, when there is a lack of confidence, what that really means is that there is a displacement of trust somewhere. And that displacement of trust can either be in God, if you know you believe in God, or it may be in one's own competency or skill set, or it may be in a displacement of trust in the industry that an individual is desiring to travel down, or whatever the case may be. But the thing that I want you to know is that a lack of confidence is a displacement of trust. And hear me. Trust is really built on three different things. Number one, character. Number two, faithfulness. And number three, ability. So character really has to do with one's attributes and one's qualities. And faithfulness has to do with reliability, being able to rely on someone or something. And ability is the power to perform. And so if we put all this together, if there is a displacement of trust, what it's really saying is that somewhere I don't have a trust in someone's character or the character of the situation, or I don't trust the reliability in this situation, or I don't trust the ability or the power to perform in this particular area. And it may be because you haven't been exposed to that area. It may be because you have seen someone else try in that area and weren't as successful as they would have desired or what you perceive that they should have been. It could be for a myriad of reasons. But one of the common reasons that people tend to hide in the crowd is due to a lack of confidence. And here's the thing about confidence. Confidence births boldness. When you look at people who are confidently operating in a particular area, if you trace that confidence, there is a display of boldness in them. And the second thing about confidence is that confidence is contagious. When you are around someone contagious, it tends to get on you. You begin to build up your esteem and have a different image on the inside of you based on the confidence that is in that person. You see, you become like those who you hang around. And so, if you want to build your confidence, here is a tip. Now, I'm a man of faith. That doesn't mean that I'm perfect, but I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. I believe in Jesus. And so I would say that if you want to build your confidence, number one, hang out with God, because God is full of confidence. In fact, confidence oozes out of him. And the way that you begin to hang with God and build your confidence is by reading the Word, reading the Bible. Because as you do that, you'll begin to take on his perspective and see things from his eye of view. Number two, through prayer. Prayer will also build your confidence. Three, meditation of that word. Because as you're meditating on it and thinking about it and rolling it over in your mind, it begins to build a picture on the inside of you that you can really see clearly, and will begin to have strength and energy towards that thing on the inside. Hopefully that's making sense for you. And number four, through praise. The scripture says that God inhabits the praise of his people. That means that he lives in, that he resides in the praise of his people. And remember what I said is that confidence is contagious and you become like those who you hang around. So as you're praising God, you are in his presence and that confidence begins to overtake you and begin to pour down on you. And you'll find that you will begin to be confident in areas where you were less confident in prior to reading the word, praying, meditating, and praising God. Another thing that you can do is hang around people who are confident. Because, like I said, you become like those who you hang around. When you are around people that are confident, then you will begin to build confidence as well. And number three, taking action. Because as you take actions and get results, as you see those results, it will begin to cause you to be more confident in your skill set, more confident in your competency, more confident in your ability. And so the first reason that people tend to hide in the crowd is due to a lack of confidence. Okay, and the second of nine common reasons that people hide in the crowd, and remember, these are not in any particular order. The second reason is the fear of failure. Now, fear gets its origin or conveys the message or thought of some sort of sudden danger, or being ambushed. It's a sudden attack. And you see, the fear of failure can paralyze you. The fear of failure can keep you stuck in a comfort zone and prevent you from taking any types of risks or pursuing any passions or goals. Now, I know that in this current culture, it is said that a little fear is helpful, but I say that a little fear is harmful. Why? Because fear is a painful apprehension of something that hasn't even happened yet. Fear is like a trailer of a movie that is playing that hasn't been released. And failure, when you look at the origin of the word failure, I found this very interesting. It means to lie, to deceive, or disappoint. So I like to say it this way, that the fear of failure really is false evidence appearing real. It's facts that try to distort truth. It's putting a picture before you that will cause you to be paralyzed so that you do not perform up to the standard and up to the expectation and up to the ability that is on the inside of you. But here's the thing. Fear is a lie. fear is not something that God has given you. In fact, the scripture says it this way, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And you can always tell when fear is present, because when fear is present, then there seems to be a lack of presence of power. There seems to be a lack of presence of love. There seems to be a lack of presence of a sound or a clear mind, because fear is designed to lie and to disappoint you. So how do you deal with fear? Well, first of all, fear has to be cast out. There's a scripture that says that there is no fear in love, but that perfect love casts out fear. And I love the word cast, because cast gives the picture of a person that's being evicted. It means to throw out violently. So it's like a person that's being evicted, that not only does the person has to leave, but everything that came along with them has to go as well. So that's how you have to look and perceive fear. You have to look at fear as an unwanted tenant that is being evicted. So you're kicking it out of your life, because a little fear is harmful. It's not helpful. So number one, you cast fear out. How do you do that? With your mouth, by the words that you speak. Number two, with your confession. Now, also in this culture, you will hear a lot of talk about affirmations. And affirmation is really more of a positive speaking, a mental assent. And confession is different. For me, confession really is based on the word of God. Confession, and it's not some over-spiritualized, over-religious things. Confession really means to say the same thing as. It comes from a word called homilegio, which means to say the same as. So in other words, you're saying the same thing about you and your life and your circumstance and your situation as what God has said about it in the word. So number one, you cast out fear with your mouth, and you also begin to confess what God said with your mouth. And number three, you begin to do what I call construction, or renewing your mind. And you renew your mind by just feeding on what God said and thinking about it and meditating it and speaking on you. All of these things work hand in hand. And as you do that, you begin to build a new mental picture on the inside. You'll begin to see yourself from a different identity. You'll begin to see yourself as one that is capable, one that is able, one that is gifted, one that is called. And when you do that, fear will have no foothold or no footstool in your life. Getting rid of the fear of failure, number two. And here is the other reason that people tend to hide in the crowd. Number three, the lack of clarity. You see, without a sense of purpose or direction, it's easy to feel lost and unsure of ourselves, leading us to hide rather than take action. You see, clarity is the quality of being clear to see, clear to hear, and clear to understand. It reminds me of when I was driving the other day in a fog, and I noticed that I did three things as I was driving. As the fog descended and I really couldn't see as well, the first thing that I did is I reduced my speed. I started to drive slower because my vision, based on the fog that was in the area, was impaired. Number two, I proceeded cautiously. You see, I was driving through a wooded area, and there are all types of wild animals, deer, possums, etc., in that area. So not only did I reduce my speed, but I began to drive very cautiously during that stretch where I was going through the fog. And number three, I turned on the bright lights so that I could have more visibility of what was in front of me. You see, when there is a lack of clarity in your life, it will cause you to slow down. It will cause you to take action a lot slower than you would if you had clarity, if you had a revelation and understanding of where you were going and where you are headed. It caused you to move a little more cautiously, or what some people would say, a calculated risk. And number three, when you have more visibility, which is understanding, which is the ability to see what's ahead of you, you tend to move a lot quicker. You see, because illumination breeds acceleration. When you can see what's ahead of you, when you have a vision and a map in front of you of where you're going, you're more likely to increase your speed and to take more rapid action. And so in future episodes of the Stop Hiding in the Crowd podcast, our goal, our mission is to help you to go further, faster, by helping you to gain level of clarity in your life. Well, I'll stop right there for this episode. We're a third of the way through the 9 reasons why people hide in the crowd. Hopefully you're gleaning something from this and that it's being a benefit to your life. And we will pick up again with these 9 reasons in episode to follow. The Stop Hiding in the Crowd podcast is looking for peeps like you. Ordinary people with extraordinary stories and testimonies of faith, resilience, and triumph. So what are the criteria? If you're a person of faith, purpose, and action who has a story, a strategy, a solution, and desire to help others to go from barrier to breakthrough, then we're interested to speak with you. A lack of confidence, fear of failure, comfort zone, financial concerns, lack of clarity, society's expectations, past failures, lack of support, procrastination, all of these are barriers to many people's breakthrough. And we say no more. This is the year that we will stop hiding in the crowd. If you're interested to be a guest, please email us at mauricelljames@gmail.com or give us a call at 708-402-8483. That's mauricelljames@gmail.com, 708-402-8483. Blessings.
Thank you so much for watching and listening to this week's episode of the Stop Hiding in the Crowd podcast. We don't take it for granted. Do us a favor, please follow us on this podcast platform, as well as like, share, and download this episode, as that helps us to have higher visibility on this platform. If you have any questions, you can email it to info@stophidingintheCrowd.com. We'll see you on next Wednesday episode. Blessings.